Most of us have grown familiar with the term CSA, Community Supported Agriculture, where people pay a local farmer upfront for fresh produce deliveries. And now the state's 14 ground fish boats are teaming up to do the same thing with fish. Joshua Wiersma is the co-founder of the New Hampshire Community Supported Fishery, or CSF.
You know, we're offering you a share of our fish every week. You know, what's in season, what we've landed, and really the freshest fish that you could ever get 24 hours from its landing, delivered to you and sourced back to the boat that caught it.
Alongside that is a marketing campaign called New Hampshire Fresh and Local Seafood, which is spearheaded by the UNH Cooperative Extension and New Hampshire Sea Grant.
In an effort to survive, what we'd like to do is expose the consumer to these products that they don't necessarily get a chance to sample.
At a recent event kicking off this year's fishing season, Wiersma, who's also New Hampshire's fishery cooperative manager, says the solution to crippling federal catch limits is to market other less regulated types of fish to Granite Staters.
We'd like to offer our fish first to New Hampshire consumers, you know, before it goes to the global markets.
Right now, most of the fish eaten in the state comes from outside our borders. Kelly Cullen is a UNH professor in the Department of Natural Resources and the Environment.
98% of all the fish landed in New Hampshire leaves the region immediately. And in the United States, I've seen numbers anywhere between 80 and 91% of the fish we consume is imported from out of the country. So why are we exporting our fish and importing other fish?
Cullen thinks it has to do with cultural stigmas and a lack of exposure to fish stock less traditional to the American diet. Fish like silver hake, dogfish, pollock, and redfish are found in abundance in the Gulf of Maine, and they do not have severe catch limits like the ones facing cod, flounder, or haddock. Not only would local fishermen make more money if local food shoppers asked for those kinds of fish, says Cullen, but the regional economy would improve overall.
For every fisherman or lobsterman that's working, it creates 7 jobs in our local community because of the ice makers, distribution, processing, restaurants, retail outlets. So it's a vital part of our local economy.
To help create that local seafood pipeline, the New Hampshire CSF will be unique. It offers a share of stock for $100. Stockholders will have a yearly payout if there's a surplus and a consumer vote on the board of directors. The idea is to attract and retain more members. People are able to buy a $200 share for 2 pounds of fish fillets every week for 8 weeks. For the first year, the CSF will transport the local fish to 6 drop-off locations in Portsmouth, Rye, Dover, Durham, Tilton, and Manchester. Nearly 100 people have already signed up, and they're hoping to get to 200 before the season begins June 10th. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.